The text then that calls for our attention this Lord's Day comes to us from our epistle lesson for the day, from James chapter 3, especially these words. For we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle his whole body. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Just 2 days ago, we stopped again as a country and remembered one, if not the most devastating tragedy our country has ever experienced within its borders. Thousands of people killed, millions of dollars in damage done, billions, I suppose, of tears cried. And what was the true cause of all of this? Well, I know many people have different answers to this question. But today I'll suggest yet another. What causes things even so tragic as 9/11? The tongue. Yes, the tongue. The fires that burned on that day and continued to burn for days after were ultimately, originally sparked by a tongue. As James says, the tongue is a fire. All acts of terrorism are ultimately sparked first and foremost by a tongue that freely spews lies and hatred. Tongues, you see, are small compared to the other parts of the human body. Tongues are usually contained, for the most part, in the cavity of our mouth. And when you combine those two things that we see all the time about tongues, it can lead one quickly to believe that tongues are unimportant. Oh, we even say things like, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. In order to try to minimize in our mind the influence of the tongue in our lives. But today the words of Scripture, first penned by St. James, stops all attempts that we might make to try to minimize the importance of what our tongue does and says. James writes, the tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. In case you missed those words, James says that in fact the tongue can be set on fire by hell itself. And that when this happens, it not only affects the tongue, but can set one's entire life ablaze. So much for words can never hurt me. James compares the tongue to a bit placed in the mouth, which directs an animal's course. He also compares it to a rudder on a large ship, which once again determines which way the ship will sail. In fact, James says the tongue is so important that if one can actually keep control of their tongue, then he is a perfect man, able to control his entire body. If today we must leave behind the myth that what the tongue does and says is just not that important, we must look honestly at the work of all tongues, but most importantly at the work of our own tongue. James' words, though penned 2,000 years ago, should still cut just as sharp as they did in his day. James writes, the tongue is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, it ought not be this way. And indeed, we concur with James that it ought not to be so. And yet, we know that all too often, even amidst us here, it is so. You and I gather here today to bless the Lord together. We do so in word and in song, We use our tongues here in this place in the most perfect way that tongues can be used. We use them here in the way that God must have imagined as he first decided to add a tongue to the anatomy of the man he was creating. Yes, right now we are engaging our tongues in the act of blessing God. Now let me ask you, how long will it be until your tongue is used for a less sacred purpose? How long will it be until you curse someone who is made in God's image? Will it be an unkind word spoken to a spouse or a family member on the way home today? Will it be an expletive shouted through a window at another driver you don't even know? Will it be in singing along to a song on your iPod or your radio which contains lyrics that are less than pure about other people? Oh, it could be any of these things. It could be none of them. But it will be something. And at first, when it happens, when the tongue acts out, it will seem like a small thing. It will seem like something that's just all too common. It will be but a spark. But remember, a little spark can catch a whole forest on fire. And so we must watch everything that our tongue does. For how many divorces begin with a few flicks of the tongue? How many churches are split in two because of just a several words that are spoken? How many people's affections have been removed from Christ simply by the fast and sly words of someone else? You see, we as God's children, I suppose, should not be surprised at the immense power of the tongue. For it was the creator of the tongue himself who created all the things by the power of his own words. Let there be light. And there was. Yes, we can well say that the entire world was created by the tongue. And no doubt, just as it was created by the tongue, it was also destroyed by the tongue as well. A serpent with its tongue protruding out said, "Did God really say?" With the sinful response of humanity to that question, all that was good in the world became tainted with evil. Yes, the whole world, from that point forward, had been stained by the tongue. So thanks be to God that you and I are the beneficiaries of other works of the tongue. Thanks be to God that you and I know what can happen when the tongue does what is right. We are the beneficiary of works of the tongue like these. It is finished. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I forgive you of all of your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Take eat. Take drink. Yes, all of these works of the tongue, when received in faith, not only purify us deep down in our hearts, but they also seek to purify our tongues as well. They give to us, the church collectively, 1,000 tongues to sing. Yes, in the forgiveness of Christ, we are given the ability to bless our Lord. And we are also given the freedom to no longer follow our tendency to curse those who are made in his image. This freedom is given to you and to me to live in. For as powerful as the tongue is to set things on fire, it is just as powerful, if not more so, when it reaches out in love. It is powerful as it shows concern. It's powerful as it forgives sin. It's powerful as it lifts up and encourages. So today, stop and take a look at your tongue. Right now, watch as it blesses your God and Father. But don't stop watching once you leave. When you see it curse those who are made in the image of God, don't just tell yourself, "Oh well, it's nothing." Don't tell yourself that it's just who you are and what you do. Don't ignore the spark. Oh, God says that when that spark flashes, we indeed should take it and douse it back in the waters of our baptism. We do this by confessing the sins of our tongue rather than seeking to justify them. For once those sins are confessed, God will put the fire out, and then it will not burn down the rest of our lives. And as you are forgiven, your tongue, along with the rest of you, will once again be made holy by our God. The tongue. With it we bless our God and our Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come both blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. My brothers and sisters, they ought not to be so, and they do not have to be so. You see, Jesus has lived and died and risen from the dead in order that it no longer has to be this way. He has given you his Spirit in order that it does not have to be that way. Oh, no man by himself or no woman by herself can tame their own tongue. While humanity has tamed all sorts of creatures in the wild, not a one has been able to tame the beast of the tongue. But that's all right, for the work of taming the beast of the tongue is indeed God's work alone. So today, we confess our wild tongues, and God himself tames them by forgiving their sin and by giving them a new purpose to live out in the world each day, that purpose of doing everything that blesses the Lord. And with his forgiveness shared with us, we can say long and with confidence, "Bless me the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen."